So, Alaric, can you tell me what it's been like for you to have David in your life?
Me now, or like when I first started?
When you first started, and how has that impacted your life, you know, overall?
I guess, you know, sometimes when you go through life, certain things, you start looking back on appreciating people more than you have ever told them. And, you know, when I first got to meet David, based on him contacting my school, wanting to tutor me, at that point, me just being somebody who was ambitious, trying to be successful and doing something by playing a sport. And when I look back on it, everybody that was in my circle, you know, they wanted me to do well in school. Their mentality was, you know what, you do well in school, you'll play basketball, you know, things of that nature. David was more on the side of, you know, if you're going to prom school, I'm going to show you a way to succeed. Hands on. You know, sit down, help me read the New York Times. Just keep my mind fresh on something repeatedly to better myself, which propelled me and helped me even in college and graduate from school. And some of the things that, when I look at the SAT, would say that I couldn't do, I wasn't prepared to, but a college-level work just showed me that if no matter anything you do in life, if you repeat it constantly, you're going to get better, which helped me succeed. And I just used that going back. And then what's interesting to me was, you know, my mother raised us. My stepfather was around, but he was working a lot. And David just showed me that no matter what part of life, culture, background, whatever, people will help you. And people will see through your heart, no matter what. So I use that when I do camps and I talk to other people. You don't realize, you know, we have our culture, you know, is always, we always blame everybody else. Instead of just looking at yourself individually and just trying to find out ways to help, because I believe when you do something to help yourself and you want to succeed, God or somebody's going to be there to help push you forward. We'll always be there to help, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does, for sure.
And to me now, just being in all the fields that I've been, started teaching, even to law enforcement, and my career, just inspired me more, because David never had to do this. This wasn't, you know, his responsibility to just come out and go, I'm going to do this. Or nobody was in front of me to say, you know what, this young man right here needs help to grow. And not only it helps me just in my sports or learning, it helped me be a better man as well.
Wow.
You know, knowing that I can help everybody, no matter what context, what culture, your background. And that is something that I take greatly in, because he was more a mentor, but I always call him my big brother. You know, because what he stated, ain't no choice, I did. You know, I have a big brother, I have a brother really in your part. I mean, you have a big brother will tell you when you watch other families. You go in the room, you clean up the room. You don't have a choice. Your mother's not home. You got to go clean up the room. And David just told, because of the success of what he had done, he just told me that, you know, if you continue working hard, you will be successful.